Once upon a time, there was a farmer and he had a huge farm. And in every corner of this farm, there was something growing. He had wheat over in that field, and he had barley over in that field. He had oats over in that field, and the farmyard was full of animals and goats and chickens and sheep and all. There was just one field way off in one corner where he didn't have anything. The problem was that every year he'd look over at that field, he'd even stomp around it, and he'd try and think what he ought to plant there. But the longer he thought about it, the more blank he became. He thought wheat or barley or oats. He couldn't really make up his mind. And in the end, every year, he'd end up just leaving it fallow. He'd end up just leaving it with nothing planted there, nothing happening, because he just couldn't make up his mind. And year after year, he did this. Until one year, he looks out the window. What does he see? Growing there's a tree, just a little one, and it just seemed to have appeared overnight. And he goes out and he inspects it. What do you know? It's an apple tree. A little apple tree. And he can't quite work out how it got there, but he makes sure that he looks after it, keeps away the deer and tends to it and waters it when it gets dry. And what do you know, as the seasons go by, that apple tree, it's growing. It's putting out leaves and then flowers. And before long, as the autumn approaches, that little apple tree, it's got one apple on it. And that apple, would you believe, it's golden. It's golden, and the farmer can hardly believe it. And he's so taken by that apple and so enamoured of it that he spends almost the whole time tending to that little tree. He starts neglecting the rest of his farm because he so wants to be there when that apple falls from the tree that as it's ripening, as it's getting to the point where surely any puff of wind's going to blow it off, he just starts to sleep underneath the apple tree. Sleep with his hand outstretched, waiting for the puff of wind that's going to blow off that apple when it's perfectly ripe. Well, he waits. And he waits. And the autumn winds come. But although they blow hard, that apple stays, just gently rocking in the wind. Night after night, he's sleeping there, waiting with his hand outstretched in his sleep. Until one time, early in the morning, while he's still quite drowsy from his sleeping, a puff of wind picks up and that little golden apple, it breaks away from the tree and it falls down through the air. And the farmer, although he's only half awake, he reaches out his hand and plop, the apple lands in it. And he's so happy and all. And he runs inside and he shows the apple to his wife. And she says, oh, thank goodness for that. Now we can get the farm back in order. And he says, but you don't understand. Look at it. She says, it's an apple, but it's golden, he says. Yes, but what are you going to do with a golden apple? I'll tell you, he says. I'm going to take it to market and I'm going to sell it to whoever knows its true value. And with that, he set off. And although he took his cart with him, the truth is, he just had that one apple. And when he gets to the market, he sets up a stall right in the middle of the market, and there's just one apple on his stall. And although it's golden, people are asking him, why just one apple? Haven't you got other things to sell? You're often here with other things. He says, no, I'm only going to sell this apple today, and I'll only sell it to someone who knows its true value. Well, this is all so strange that soon the rumours are going round the market and everybody's talking about what the farmer's doing and the strange way he's standing there with just one apple on his table, that before long the word reaches the richest man in town, who happens to be in the market that day. And when he hears about this, he gets rather intrigued, particularly the thing about only selling it to a man who knows its true value. And so he goes over to the stall, and he looks at the farmer, and he looks at the apple, and he says, "This apple of yours, how much is it worth?" The farmer said, "If I knew myself, then I wouldn't be standing here. I'm only going to sell this golden apple to a man who knows its true worth." And the rich man, he stares down at the apple, and he says, "I'll give you 100 gold pieces for it. How's about that?" And the farmer, 100 gold pieces, he can hardly believe it. He could buy his own farm 10 times over with that much gold. He says, "All right then, all right. You obviously know the true value of this." And he takes the 100 gold pieces, and the rich man takes away the apple. And you know what he does with it? Why, he takes a bite of it. He takes a bite of it because he knows that there must be something very valuable there. And you know what happens? Why, one bite of it, and all of a sudden, he's all peaceful. He's all peaceful and relaxed and sitting in his chair. And for the rich man, this is quite an unusual occurrence, because he's the sort of man that's working, working, working from dawn till dusk, who's so busy with his business and his affairs and all the things he's got his fingers in that he can't take his fingers out and have a rest. He can't take a break from all the things he's doing. But now he's sitting in his chair, and it's the only thing he wants to do is watch the world go by, and wonder about the shapes of clouds in the sky and the colour of grass in sunshine. And this is such a lovely feeling that he prizes that apple above any other of his possessions. And when he's back in his business and all working too hard, why, he goes to his apple and he takes another bite, and there's always enough there somehow. It seems to make itself whole again each time. And once more he's sitting in his chair and all relaxed and all peaceful, looking at the world like it's some kind of marvel that just turned up in front of him. And from that day forth, why, the rich man, he's no less rich, and he doesn't work any less hard. It's just he manages to find time every now and then with a bite of his apple to sit and watch the world go by, with no desire to do anything with it, with no desire to make anything of it, with no desire to have any of it. And as for the farmer, why, he went back home. And what did he do with the 100 gold pieces? Why, he went to that field that he'd always left fallow. And he planted all 100 of those golden pieces in the ground. And when the next season rolled around, what do you know? There were 100 apple trees just standing there. And he watered them and he tended them, and through seasons and years he made them grow strong. And would you know, every autumn, why, those trees, they were filled with golden apples. And I don't know how it happened, but somehow people got to hear of his golden apples. People who were working too hard. People who couldn't rest. People who'd lost the joy of life. And they'd show up at his farm, and they'd ask for an apple, and he'd happily give them one. And they'd take their apples home, and they too would find just how lovely it was to sit and watch the world, with no ideas of what you ought to make of it, with no ideas of what should become of it, but rather to watch it like you would sunlight glinting on water. like you would birds flying through the air and clouds making all kinds of funny shapes in the sky. Just like that. Just like